Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies, and it's time for another podcast. Today, we're going to have a returning guest to the program, Charles Threet III. And Charles is going to be discussing with us today, staying calm amid the current chaos. So, Charles, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here, and I'm excited to kind of share a different perspective than I normally do.
I love that. Yeah. So, Charles, for anyone new listening to the program, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am currently a counselor, a social-emotional counselor at the PL campus for the high school.
Okay.
So I love what I get to do, meeting new students every day, working with families, and just our team over there, we're family. And so it's really neat to see how we join forces, support each other, and meet kids where they're at and what they need. But the other side of my job that I do outside of school is I am an associate professional clinical counselor.
Okay.
And I have the opportunity to work with families and teenagers primarily through therapy. And so as a therapist, I work, like I said, mainly with families and teens. And I have seen a huge surge in influx of people since COVID. It's been pretty exhausting, actually.
Yes, exactly. COVID fatigue.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So
pretty much for the past 2 years, there's been no doubt it's been chaotic, tumultuous, and, you know, as they say, unprecedented.
Yeah.
So how have you seen parents and students react to the stress at school? And how do you handle that as really a school counselor and licensed therapist?
The biggest thing right now is I'm seeing response. I think response time needs to be quick, as at least from a counseling standpoint.
Okay.
If people are reaching out for help, which is kind of uncommon, people don't usually like to ask for help. And so when they do, your response time is crucial because they're finally at a point, they're a breaking point, mm-hmm. most of them. And that's where I've seen a huge influx. It's this like, I need help right now, because they're already after the point where they should have reached out for help months ago, probably.
Right.
And so my biggest thing is, okay, how do I meet them where they're at right now? And I just get on the phone.
Okay.
Or I schedule a meeting with them within the week, saying, hey, let's just get on the phone and talk. Let's see where you're at. Let me understand what's going on with you. What is it that you're looking for? And just giving them a space to vent, to share, to be vulnerable. I think that is the biggest thing people are needing right now, because it is unprecedented. We don't know what tomorrow holds, because for the last 2 years, we didn't know what the next day held.
Right.
And so people are scared.
Mm-hmm.
They're anxious. They feel a lot of people are depressed, especially parents. As a parent, when you have kids, you go into this nurturing parental role where I have to take care of it, I have to fix it. But we often forget to take care of ourselves.
Right.
And so we could be sitting with those similar feelings that our child has, but we don't deal with them because we're so in the go, go, go of every day. And I have to do this, and I have to grocery shop, and I have to fold the laundry. And who thought being an adult was unloading and loading the dishwasher every day, right? And so we don't have that time to stop and say, like, where am I at and what am I feeling? And we just keep going. And then we finally hit this breaking point where we say, I feel empty. I feel sad. I feel alone. And that's, I feel like, where everyone's been sitting lately, a lot of people.
Well, we both are dads, and so how are we handling stress, you know?
Oh, man. I think a lot of
it... Are you taking time for yourself, really?
Yeah. I mean, and yes and no. Mm-hmm. I have days where I'm like, I cannot do this right now. But one of my biggest self-care things is definitely sitting in my jacuzzi.
Oh, there you go.
I will sit either at 5 in the morning. I'll set my alarm early and sit when no one's awake, and it's just my time.
Mm-hmm.
Or after everyone's in bed, and it's just me, and it's quiet outside, and I can go just sit, and I don't even turn the jets on half the time. I just sit in warm, like hot water, just sitting there, and it's time for rest for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had breaking points where.
So, and your encouragement really for moms, dads, I mean, just let's do the dad thing for a second, is take time daily.
Take time daily.
Take time daily to press into something that brings you joy or brings you peace or
absolutely
whatever that is.
And it could be something as simple as like a chai latte, right?
There you go.
Like, I was like, I don't need any more coffee. I'm already jittery and nervous and all of the feelings. So I'll just get a little chai, a little iced chai, right? And it's like, oh, but it's $4 and do I really need to spend it? No, you didn't have to. But sometimes it's, yeah, sometimes mm-hmm. you're just like, you know, and I took that first sip as I walked through the building and I was like, oh, that was so good. I really needed that. Yep, I did. And that's it, right? It's this feeling of like, okay, can I take care of myself? And is it okay to take care of myself? That's...
Give yourself permission. You have to.
Absolutely.
You totally have to. Yeah. No, I completely agree with the whole jacuzzi thing. We have a pool. I'm pretty much the only one who uses it. And when I yep, get home yep. at night, I love to escape into the backyard. Mm. And whether I'm just raking some leaves or pulling some stuff off the pool, I mean, it's some downtime, which is so important.
I love it.
Super important. So how does a parent's reaction really impact their child if they're not taking care of themselves?
Oh, 100%. It's this idea that we, as children, learn our behaviors, or there's a teacher over at my campus. She says we learn how to people from our parents. So we learn how to interact with people. We learn how to respond to people from our parents. Our parents teach us behaviors and, you know, if we get upset as a parent at something, anything, our kids watching.
Right.
They may be in the other room, but they're still, they're listening. My daughter's really good at sneaking. So she'll like sneak around the corner. And I'll be like, what's that?
Mm.
Oh, she's around the corner just listening to my conversation, right? Whether I'm having an in-depth conversation with somebody or it's just like a whimsical conversation, she's listening. She's learning how to communicate. She's learning how to respond to people. And so what happens with our kids is they're sponges and they soak it up. And then they feel like, as a parent, we're like, oh, you shouldn't get angry at your sister. But then they see us getting angry at them. Or we're yelling at them for doing something wrong. And then we say, hey, come talk to me. Well, why would they want to talk to us if they're afraid of being wrong?
Right.
They don't feel safe.
He's setting me up to yell at me.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And so it's this idea of like, how do we slow it down for our kids to feel safe? And it starts with us. It's going to start with us understanding ourselves, understanding how we were parented, understanding, you know, when our kid, we want our kids to come to us later in life, right? So if our kid's loud in the car and talking, we're like, I can't today. And there's going to be days where we can't. We had a long day at work and we say, hey, you know what, right now, dad just needs some quiet time in the car. But when we get home, how about we sit down on the couch and you can tell me about your day? That's okay, right? Because I didn't tell them that they can't tell me.
Right.
I'm saying, right now, dad needs that. And that's showing them I'm taking self-care. Like, right now, dad's exhausted. He's not wanting to talk. But I'm going to come back to you and we're going to talk. So when they're a teenager and we're like, hey, what's going on? Hey, dad, I don't want to talk right now, but maybe after dinner we can talk. Okay, right? So I'm teaching them the same thing I'm expecting from them later. But if they're talking in the car and I'm like, be quiet, I don't want to hear you, I've had a hard day, they're going to say, when you come back to them as a teenager and say, hey, what's going on? You seem like you're having a hard day. It's fine. I'm fine.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Why would you model behavior that you're not interested.
Yep.
Exactly.
And so the kid's like, what do I do with all these feelings? Right. And they shove them. And as adults, we were taught to shove them. We were taught it's not okay to have all these feelings. And so here we are in this chaos, in this, how do we slow down in the midst of chaos? But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's we have to respond instead of react. There's a big difference between those two words. When we react to something, it is a fight or flight almost thing. But when we respond, it is a thoughtful thing. We're able to slow down and say, oh gosh, what does this situation say about me? What am I feeling? I feel out of control. I feel unsafe. I feel, I don't know, right? And we're trying to process what's going on with us. And if we can slow down and say, okay, what am I feeling? What am I doing? Oh gosh, I'm getting anxious right now. What about this situation's making me anxious? Oh, you know what? When that guy cut me off on the freeway, I felt unsafe. My safety was violated. My kids could have got hurt. I could have got hurt. I felt unsafe. And our normal reaction is to slam on the horn. We cuss, whatever it is. We speed up and cut them off. We're going to, right? But that's a reaction. A response would say, gosh, that guy was real unsafe. I'm going to drive a little slower.
Right.
We're going to be more cognizant.
Move to a different lane to get away from this guy. Right.
Precisely. Right. So a response is different than a reaction. If we can slow that down, now we're also mirroring that for our kids. So when they feel frustrated, when they feel unsafe, they can say, gosh, I'm feeling unsafe right now. What do I need?
Well, and I think sometimes too, when I'm just thinking about the teenagers who used to live in our home, there were many times when they couldn't articulate how they felt, but they could put a number on something. So it's real easy for a mom or a dad to say over the breakfast, hey, you're getting ready for school. Where are you today?
Yeah.
You know, you're 1 to a 5. Where are you? And it helps mom and dad kind of identify like, ooh, they're not doing too well today. Oh, they really are there today. You know?
Yeah. So. And giving them the space to be that. Oh, you're at a 1 right now. You're just not really feeling it. All right. What do you need right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have waffles for breakfast? Do you want to have ice cream for breakfast? Like, why is there a set rule? Right. Sure, we don't always want our kids to have ice cream, but sometimes it's meeting them where they're at. What would get you up to a 2?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I totally remember what it's like to want cookies for breakfast. How about this? When we get home from school, you can have a cookie. I'll set it right here in a container.
Right.
So you grab it right when you get home. No one's going to get mad at you because it's in the container and we've talked about it, right?
But also, mom and dad, take the permission in these times as well to say, you don't need to go to school today.
Right?
It's okay to take a day off. It's okay.
But sometimes we don't let ourselves take days off.
True. So exactly. Again,
are we modeling that for our kids?
Exactly.
And the expectation is that our kids are going to be a certain way. And so the thing that's hard, I think, right now with parents is the access. And for kids, they have access to everything. And parents have access to everything. I mean, think about when we were in high school, they couldn't email our teachers.
Nope.
We got a progress report and we got a report card. At progress report and maybe at, you know, back to school night or parent teacher conference, exactly. They'd say, hey, how's my kid doing? Oh, you know, they're struggling in these areas. Okay. And we'd have a very stern talk when we got home from parents. Right.
Right.
But now it's like one weekend. Why is my kid behind? What are they doing? They're going to fail. I'm worried. What was the difference? There's a shift there.
Huge.
And I think it's the access and the expectation that you're going to do this.
Access and expectation. Absolutely.
That's it's hard. Because I get it from the parent side, but at the same time, it's, are we trusting the teachers, right? The teachers are here in the trenches trying to work with the kids, trying to support them. And yeah, we have a lot more communication avenues now, a lot easier to say the things that we don't like about something.
Mm-hmm.
And people have a harder time saying the things they like about it. They just take those good memories in and hold them in their head, but the bad stuff, they put it everywhere.
They pour. Right.
And that teaches our kids too, right? Our kids are going to be, what are the things we're grateful for? And it's harder for the kids to say the things they're grateful for because we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We post the bad stuff, not the good stuff.
Yeah, you've got to elevate what you want to see in others, for sure.
100%.
For sure.
100%.
So what are some of the techniques or tools or really even self-talk that we can incorporate to avoid really just overreacting in these chaotic times?
So one of the biggest things, the therapy modality I use is called restoration therapy. It's this idea of understanding your pain cycle and your peace cycle. And so what the pain cycle says is when I get into conflict, I feel a certain thing and then I do my coping, right? What is my coping? And so it's slowing down to understand what is going on with us. What am I feeling? Am I feeling unloved, unwanted, not good enough, unsafe? And then the coping says, am I getting anxious? Am I getting frustrated? Am I getting mad, right? What is the coping mechanism that I'm doing? Because our coping mechanisms don't make us a bad person. It's just how we've gotten through life to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can understand that, we can slow it down and get to our peace cycle, which says, what's the truth about me? Well, the truth is that I am safe or that I am loved. There are certain people that love me. Maybe in this situation, I'm not feeling loved, but where do I feel loved?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's my new action? Instead of escaping, I'm going to be reliably connected and I'm going to stay engaged in this. Instead of shutting down, I'm going to communicate and be vulnerable. Hey, you know what? I felt this way. Because it allows this sense of growth between two people or the situation, and it allows you to kind of reset yourself, emotional regulation. And so this is going to go for anybody in any chaotic situation. I think that's why firefighters are able to run into burning buildings. It's not just this, oh, I have to do it. It's a fight or flight. They're trained in, okay, what is my response going to be if X falls down or this light's on fire or this, you know, this person's here. They're trained on how to respond in a crisis situation. So they're able to slow down and make choice decisions and respond instead of just having to react. And as humans with our feelings, we have to do the same thing. We have to be able to slow ourselves down, process kind of what's going on. Sometimes we have to step away, and that's great.
Well, and sometimes we don't need to make a decision right now. We don't need to do that right now. Correct. In the heat of the moment. Your teen is pressing in. You're feeling anxious. You're feeling the anger. This is now the time not to be making decisions.
Correct. Correct. And that's okay.
Yep.
That's what people, I hope people will take that away. That right now you don't have to have a decision. And sometimes parents feel that our kids are being disrespectful because they don't give you an answer. But sometimes as parents, we don't have answers.
Mm-hmm.
But then we still expect our kids to give us an answer.
Right.
Right.
And so, it could be right now where they're an emotional five, they're just coming off the ceiling, mm-hmm, and they can't even articulate maybe what that answer is. Correct. Well, mom and dad, stop pressing.
Yeah.
It's okay to take a break. Yeah. It's okay to say, we're going to talk about this later.
Yeah. And the parent can say, again, parent, slow down in that situation. What does this say about me? Why do I have to have an answer for my kid right now? Why, mm-hmm, why is it so important that they give me an answer? Oh, I'm feeling unsafe. I'm feeling out of control. Okay, why do you feel out of control with this? What is it about your kid not giving you an answer? Oh, I feel disrespected. Oh, what is it about your kid not giving you an answer makes you feel disrespected? Well, I always had to tell my parents an answer. Did you always have an answer for your parent? Well, no. So what'd you do? I made up an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't really ever process through what you really felt. You just gave your parents what they wanted to hear.
Right.
Which is then teaching you that you tell people what they want to hear your whole life. And then when it comes time for you to want to ask your boss for that raise, you don't feel you're worthy of it because you feel like you have to tell them what they want to hear.
You've not been authentic with yourself. Exactly.
And so they teach this inauthentic self to their child. And now their child says, I got to tell mom what they want to hear. I got to give dad what he wants.
Because mm-hmm, somehow I'm responsible for my parents' happiness.
Yep.
Right. I think I've had a personal breakthrough.
It was life-changing when I learned this,
mm,
especially raising girls.
Sure.
And this idea of, gosh, like, I am so tired. Some days I'm like, I am so tired. I do not want to hear about Barbie today, right? But do I want my child to feel heard? I do. Do
sure.
I want her to be able to find a future relationship where she feels heard and safe and that who they are is okay? 100%. And so you find the times. Hey, right now we got 5 minutes till we get home. Dad just really needs quiet time. When we get home, how about you guys can go upstairs and scream in your room all you want? I know you want to scream in the car right now. We're not screaming in the car.
Right.
You go in your room and you scream for 5 minutes straight. I don't care. And they're like, we can scream in our room? Yeah, go for it. I just can't do it in the car right now.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. So, Charles, do you have any other tips or insight that you want to help encourage our families with?
Yeah, I would say it's okay to feel. That's the first thing. And acknowledge those feelings that you're having. It's okay to go to therapy. I'm a therapist and I have a therapist. Like we
sure.
do. And
exactly.
there's always this running joke.
It's okay
like,
to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. And as therapists, we're always like, who's the ultimate therapist who like sees the therapist therapist, right? We can't figure that one out yet. But yeah, I think therapy is fine. I think it's healthy to have someone safe to talk to. Obviously getting to the point where you feel safe to talk to either your friend or your partner and be vulnerable, that's the goal. My goal as a therapist is never to keep someone for the rest of their life. It's to teach them the skills to communicate to people so they don't need me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would say slowing it down, obviously, in all situations. It could be a good situation or a bad situation, right? But saying, hey, what am I feeling right now? Because even happy, we're like, oh, I felt so happy there. Well, what about that made you happy? Right? Because I would even push to say that's a coping mechanism. You get happy. So what made you happy when you were at Disneyland? Oh, well, my whole family was there and they were celebrating me. You felt valued and wanted and worthy. Everyone was there celebrating you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge feeling. Wow. I get that. So slowing it down, asking yourself, what am I feeling? What does the situation say about me? And then giving your kids grace. Right now, they are going through a lot. And give yourself grace. Because you're going through a lot too. And creating a safe space to talk with your family. Hey,
right.
What's going on? How are you guys feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have an answer, that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, Charles, thanks for being with us.
Always. Thank you for having me.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.